AP News, I'm Kaya Pantwani. An Ohio police officer was indicted today on charges including murder in the shooting of Takiyah Young. The Black mother was 21 and pregnant when she was killed by police in a grocery store parking lot last August. At a news conference, Sean Walton, the attorney for Young's family, says Blendon Township police officer Connor Grubb, who has been indicted on 3 charges including murder, should be fired.
He's someone who, based on our investigation, has had some issues in the past with aggression. We believe that he saw time in combat. And, you know, I think officers deserve better than whatever culture is being created over at Blendon Township and other police departments. So he should be terminated. There shouldn't be any internal investigation aside from looking at their own practices and policies and seeing how to make sure that this does not happen again in the future.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on what Tim Walz has to say about his military record.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz responded to criticism about his military service from Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. Vance made the comments last week, shortly after Vice President Kamala Harris picked the Minnesota governor as her running mate.
What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage.
Vance questioned Walz's record and the implication he had served in a combat zone.
When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, you know what he did? He dropped out of the army and allowed his unit to go without him.
Speaking to union members in Los Angeles, Walz says he is proud of his service to his country.
You should never denigrate another person's service record. To anyone brave enough to put on that uniform for our great country, including my opponent, I just have a few simple words. Thank you for your service and sacrifice.
The campaign says Walz misspoke when he said he carried weapons in a war and did not see combat during his time in the Minnesota National Guard. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on why both presidential candidates' proposals to end federal taxes on tips would be difficult to enact.
Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris agree on one thing.
No tax on tips. Do we like that?
Eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
But enacting it is another story, says tax expert and Professor James Hines Jr.
It's possible to draft rules. Would it be a mess? Yes.
Both candidates have plans with sparse details. Hines suggesting millions would try to game the system by changing their pay structure.
If we have an exclusion for tips, then we have to distinguish tips from other forms of compensation. And that's extremely difficult.
Many experts say tax-free tips would only give limited help to low-wage workers. Harris also calling for an increase in minimum wage. So far, that's not on Trump's platform.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.